Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Yeah.
Our program is being brought to you by ShotNet Web Hosting, reliable web hosting for everyone. Feature rich, reliable, and affordable. Create your own site in minutes with ShotNet's easy-to-use site designer. Monthly plans available that fit any budget. Visit shot-net.com. That's shot-net.com.
Hello, everyone. It's that time again, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and you're listening to WGGM Radio, Messages of Light, every Monday, same place, same time. Today we have a very special guest all the way from Florida, and the reason that I played this song first beforehand was because, you know, really this one is for the girls. I met this lady at one of the hardest moments in my life, and, you know, I just feel so privileged to know her. And we met, and she knew that I was a fairy walking her through the forest. So, you know, it just gives me great pleasure to have her live on the show today with all the many talents and things that she has. I wanted to send out a prayer request to Clarence Condre, a special friend of mine who is going through some hard times today, before we get more in-depth here, and then I'm going to give a little introduction of my friend here, but I just wanted to shout out prayers to him today and his family through all the things that he's going through, and to shout out prayer requests to all of you, you know, sending out lots of love and light. Now, moving right along to our guest today, all the way from Florida, Karen Trujan is an intuitive energy practitioner with 33 years of experience in traditional healing and holistic healing. So Karen's dedicated her life to improving the lives of other people, and her journey from mainstream medical training as a nurse has turned into holistic and energy forms of treatment, and she's been inspired by her own recovery from 5 surgeries through Reiki and Theta healing. That's pretty impressive, Karen. That's amazing. And Karen knew her purpose then was to teach others how to have their own miraculous healing. So Karen is a certified RN, Reiki Master Teacher, Theta Healer. She's an instructor, Inception Point Therapist. She's a hypnotherapist, healing touch practitioner. Wow, so am I, Karen. That's awesome. Medium, crystal healer, and intuitive. And Karen specializes in children's workshops on crystals, energy, angels, and Reiki, and Theta healing. That is amazing. So Karen is also affectionately known as Reiki Karen. I love it. I like her being called Reiki Karen. And she's also available for private intuitive healing sessions for adults and or children by phone or Skype. Now, that's really cool, too. So you can email Karen at healingkaren@gmail.com or 954-478-6749. Like I said, when I first met Karen, I was so touched. She told me that I was the fairy in the garden that was just so amazing, that took her through the forest and all that. It really just touched my heart and gave me a sense of hope. So Karen has just really been quite a joy in my life as well. So our call-in number today is 347-237-5339 if you have questions. Again, that's 347-237-5339, and you can reach Karen at healingkaren@gmail.com. Now I'm going to bring Karen live to the show. Hi, Karen. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Amanda. Thank you for having me. It's so good to hear you.
It's wonderful to hear you, too. I'm so happy to have you here.
Yes. Yes, it seems so long ago that we met, but really, you know, like time hasn't even passed as well. So you're doing great things.
I never forgot when you told me that I was the fairy that you knew that took you through the woods. I mean, I never forget you, and I take you with me everywhere I go. So believe me, you have not been forgotten one day of your life. And it seems like yesterday I met you, too. I mean, you've just really inspired me, and you've touched my heart, too.
Thank you. You as well. And thank you for sharing all your gifts with everyone as well.
Thank you. And, you know, you're just an inspiration to people.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I really love what I, you know, what I do in all aspects. You know, there's just such a variety of things, you know, that have, we're blessed with all these tools, you know, to help ourselves and to help others, you know, especially, you know, with the children as well. They are our future, so it's a blessing.
The children really are our future, and you really spend a lot of time teaching them about crystals and your life mission as well. That's really inspiring. I'm sure you have a lot of neat things that happen when you share and work with children.
Yeah, we actually just recently with a young boy, like 7, who, you know, stomach aches, headaches, not sleeping well, and his mother, you know, their definition of attention deficit disorder, which I just think that they're spiritually advanced and bored and kind of thing. But the one thing that she couldn't believe it, she was telling someone the other day, he was calm for an hour. As soon as I used the Native American drum and drummed over him, and then we had him drum over his mother, and he loved it. He loved it. It's so grounding for him. He just loved the drum.
That's amazing. So when he worked with the drum, he found something that he could actually connect to.
Well, you allow that. Yeah, exactly. And that drum, which if people aren't familiar with, you know, the Native American drum, and this, you can actually drum over someone, but the sound of it really connects you to the earth. So even for whether it's an adult or a child, you know, it's a way of letting the bead release any tension from your body, but also it's the sound of the heartbeat. So it's that first sound we heard when we, you know, came into existence, and it's very relaxing and it's very grounding. So that really calms people down. Sometimes the children, if it seems like they're hyperactive or spinning, and I know some of our adults, we spin with our thoughts in our head, that the drum beat is very ground, and that's why for any of us is to ground. That drum beat is one way to ground ourselves, to stop the spinning, to stop the thoughts. And another way, well, since we're just on that, I actually showed my niece through Skype, which was, she has a new baby, and she was like, boy, he normally likes to go outside, but it was the day of the full moon. And so the baby seemed very irritated. And this is not, you know, this kind of stuff is new to her, but all I told her, I said, was to, and this is for any parents out there, if there are kids, even whether the full moon affects them as well, the energies of that, all I had her do was, not that they're trained in Reiki, everyone can feel energy, but I just said, take your hands and hold the baby's feet, and your intention is to send love to the baby's feet.
Oh, wow.
And she just said to me, it was so cute, actually. In 5 minutes, like I think 5 minutes went by, she goes, oh, my God, he's asleep.
Oh, my goodness. That's amazing. So just sending love, just absolutely focusing on the baby's feet, just with an intention, put the baby to sleep. That's amazing.
Right, because the thing is that energy, especially here's a new brand, you know, baby coming in, they're all very spiritual, very advanced, very aware of energies, and so some of us, even adults, so if any adults out there, same thing, and I don't know, Amanda, sometimes, even myself, with the full moon energies or a lot of things going on, one way to do is, whether you're attuned to Reiki or other modalities, it's basically connecting to universal life force energy and receiving unconditional love from source, whoever you believe in. So my intention is to send love to my feet, which would be grounding to them, and that will help you sleep. It also would, you know, would be helpful in that. So just a little.
That's really amazing. I mean, that, you know, it makes sense that a baby coming in could feel so irritated and so, you know, new to all of this. And then, you know, coming out of it, it sounds like, you know, once the baby felt that comfort, everything was okay, which is amazing.
Right, because, you know, that whole, we all, you know, people, the full moon energy, that, and the higher vibrations are going, coming in and around this planet, and you can feel the intensity, whether it's the intensity of other people's energy, but in combination with what's going on the planet, things are moving fast. I mean, what is today, right? Today's already, we're already in December.
Yes, we are. It's moving fast.
It's moving fast, so when things are moving fast, everyone seems to be a little unsettled. So doing some things that are grounding, sitting on the floor, going to nature, wherever that is, you know, gardening, the beach, a park, you know, will help people with that feeling very hectic energy, getting rid of that.
Right. That's really good. That's really good to know for people who are feeling very nervous or anxious or unsettled, that they could sit on the floor or go back to nature or maybe even sit, you know, finding a way to send love to their body. That's great.
Yeah, that's really good. And that's an, a great, and that, and this is good for, because if a lot of people who are new to this, and, but, you know, I'm not sure while I'm anxious, I'm not sure what I, you know, what's going on, and people are having a lot of changes in their life, finding simple things that can assist them without, at this moment, taking some training or something like that, these little tips, even, you know, doing lavender or sandalwood oil on their feet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's about being present in this moment and without that worry of the future, you know, and being present here on the earth. So thank you for letting me share that little.
That really, wow, you know, because, I mean, I run into people every day who tell me, well, I'm really nervous, I'm really anxious, I don't know why. And then if we do something simply like, you know, I tell them to go outside or walk around or be near animals, it does change the energy. Now, I know some people are just so sensitive, they don't know what to do, too. Like, they're so overly sensitive that, you know, their senses are just stimulated, like they know everything, like, you know, how somebody's feeling, what somebody's doing, you know, that can really be very intense for people.
Yes, and there's a couple other, you know, now that you mentioned that, and that's true, because I remember when I first, you know, started in this field, the same thing, being that being empathic, or I'm aware of other people's energies, and there is, you know, there's some things that, you know, I do work with that as far as on the subconscious level, because people sometimes have that belief, I need to take on other people's pain, or and they may not be aware of it, but there's some simple things where my teacher, my Reiki master teacher, and even someone told me the other day, they did the same thing, is they wear a hat on their head because they're so open, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That they feel other people's stuff, that just even putting a covering over their head sometimes helps them.
Wow. Now, I would never have thought of doing something like that, because sometimes I have people who tell me, I'm just too sensitive, I can't go to the mall, or there's just so much energy, I just can't take it. And I'm going, mm-hmm, I understand that. And, you know, they're always looking for little things that they could do so that maybe they could go to the mall and hang out, even though when they go to the mall, they're like, man, the mall is just too stimulating. I just feel way too much.
Right. And so one of the things, and great that you're talking about that, because a lot of people are going out, and is one, there's a couple things that they could do. One is, you know, there is, before they even, if they decided to go that, they could wear a hat, even a baseball hat, put a baseball hat on or put a scarf on your head. And, you know, is all, which, you know, I know you know as well, is our intention, you know, setting our intention. prior to, so they could be, have their hat, and before they go, say they're in the car, and is that one of the things is saying is, I kind of teach my students or whatever, that what I do is you can typically just take your hands and direct them towards your body, like your heart or your stomach, because our stomach, if for those who are not familiar with the chakras, around your stomach is your solar plexus. This is what your power center is. So the same way in which I talked before about sending love to the baby's feet, you're going to send love to yourself, but while you're doing that, and it can just be a minute that you're doing this, your intention or what you say to yourself is, I'm strengthening my light. I'm strengthening my light. I'm strengthening my light. And see yourself, your light, being strengthened so that anything, all that hectic energy or less than love and light just kind of bounces off you. You're like, you know, Wonder Woman, a superhero. Your light is so strong that you're unaffected by other people's energy.
Oh, that's really amazing. Yeah, that's a good way to look at it. Like you're Wonder Woman and this is happening. I like the energy behind that. I like the visual.
Right, because I feel like, you know, that, you know, there's different ways of looking. I need to be protected, but if I change my verbiage in the sense of I'm strengthening my light, which makes me stronger, you know?
The verbiage of that really makes it sound like your intention is really putting out there, okay, I'm really strengthening myself so that I can be strong when I go into a situation. I like that.
Right, right. So, yeah.
Because I know some people go into meetings or situations too where they're afraid, or they have, you know, like really nervous energy because like the person is just really downright negative. You know, like they go into a meeting where they have to focus on all this negative stuff and their mistakes, and I can only imagine. So, you know, saying something like, well, okay, I know I'm going into that, but I'm going to strengthen myself, you know, and I'm going to be strong and protect myself with that, even though I'm going into that. That's a good way to look at that too.
Right, and one of the things is sometimes also, that's a good point you brought up about going into, you know, looking that mistakes or have to, someone's being critical or whatever, and
right.
Not necessarily because I really don't know. I can send energy or as I strengthen my light, just like for those who are in the little bit colder weather, though I'm in Florida and it may be 65 today, that you, just like you zip up a coat as you're straight, I can zip up my energy, just zip up from like your, you know, from your knees up over your head, just that motion of I'm zipping up my energy and strengthening it simultaneously. But also if I'm going into a meeting or a situation that's unknown, I can even ask for my angels or to be there with me and
mm-hmm.
be that the situation will be in the highest and best way for everyone, because I really don't know what's going to happen in that situation. If I project it's going to be, you know, bad, then that's where my attention is going. So kind of blessing the situation and everyone in the room before you even go into that is also helpful.
Right. I know I had one friend I was talking to, and she said that every time she would leave a meeting, and, you know, this is a good example. I learned about this week. She says, every time I would leave a meeting early, the meeting would fall apart. But when I would stay in the meeting, it would be normal. And I said, wow, that's pretty interesting.
Right. That's right.
I'm thinking, okay, it must be that energy that, you know, you're projecting out there that has this, you know, positive twist to it or thing to it. It reminds me a lot of what we're talking about. When you go into the unknown or you go into, you know, a situation with a boss who's going to be critical, I think those are really neat things to, you know, even remember, even for children to remember.
Right, and that's one of the things, too. I have some friends who you know, when kids come home from school, or, you know, where do either a gratitude journal where everybody, even in the family, there could be a gratitude book, and all you need to do is really go to the dollar store and get a spiral notebook, and that could be the family gratitude book, and that every day everyone writes two or three things that they're grateful for. And where dinner time, where sometimes I know people were brought up, would use that time to say what was wrong with their day. And instead of that, would ask for one of my friend's kids, the parents say, tell me two good things that happened to you today, and start it off that way.
Wow. See, that already changes the energy and the mood right there of, you know, they're coming in and they're having a really bad day and they're kicking their shoes around into, well, you know, I'm having a really good day because I'm grateful for this and this. I like those solutions for people when they're looking for ways to change around what's going on.
Right. You know, and I was brought up, personally brought up, you know, Catholic, and, you know, we always used to say grace, and, it, you know, you have that prayer memorized or whatever. And since I have started this, even on Thanksgiving, you know, we said the prayer, and then I asked everyone to go around and tell us one thing, you know, that they were grateful for, you know. And I remember the first time I did it, you know, my brother-in-law. Yeah, sometimes people are caught off guard because we're not taught to think that way. You know,
yeah.
But it's really beautiful when you hear people, and I have a friend that always, we go on gratitude walks. If people here are listening on the show, if you ever want to shift anything that you're experiencing, is to do that with a friend, you know, just go walk around the block and, you know, one person starts, I'm grateful for the air I breathe. And then, you know, the next person says something and then we just start laughing, you know, like right away.
Right.
I'm grateful for my legs. I'm grateful for the ground. You know, it just shifts automatically. It's really beautiful.
Yes, that's a very powerful thing. So you said that you had a recovery from 5 surgeries through Reiki and theta healing. That's very powerful.
Yes, I actually, since I was 19, was a registered nurse and worked in traditional medicine. I wasn't, just so everyone knows that it's never too late to start on this journey or to learn a new modality or new way of thinking. Over 25 years since I was 19, working, you know, in the hospitals. At that time, I'm going to say I wasn't intuitive. It wasn't like I saw. I was strictly, you know, following as I was trained traditional medicine. And then I actually got injured, actually in the hospital, and required, you know, 5 surgeries. And every year I had to have another surgery and, you know, here's some more medication and wasn't getting better. And then here's a side effect from another medication. So we're giving another medication. You know, at some point I was like on 15 medications, still in pain. And someone had suggested to me, spiritual medium, a counselor, she was also a social worker, that I try Reiki. And so the first time I went on the table, it was the first time I didn't have pain in 8 years. So I was just blown away and kept going for a couple sessions till she said that I believe, you know, that you should come to a class because we all have the ability to heal ourselves. We've just, you know, forgotten all that. And took the classes and, you know, realizing for anyone, whatever we have physical pain, even though we may have, if you want to call it an accident, you know, things happen for a reason or happen for us instead of to us, that I became, you know, took different Reiki classes, that there's something emotional that may be holding us back, you know, from that healing process. And so through that, when I became a Reiki master teacher, I was completely healed off all the medicines, even decreased my blood pressure medication that I had been on since, you know, for 20 years in half. and knew that I wanted to teach other people. It's really, that's one of my purposes too, is to teach people how to empower themselves and heal themselves, because we're really here on, we really are on this planet to be happy and healthy, you know, and to remember that and offer tools to assist us. So through Reiki did that, and then Theta Healing also gets to 10% of what we think or speak is conscious. The other 90% is subconscious. So I'm able to tap into what's going on with the person subconsciously and can remove those feelings. You know, of course, Creator Source does the healing, but able to witness that leaving their DNA, because anything we've experienced in this lifetime and others is held in our DNA.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely is. When I started out with healing sessions, and that's me being young, I was going, yeah, I'm going to be healed and it's going to be great. As you come along, you know, more and more shows up. So it's very interesting. I like how you said that everything is held in your DNA, because I think that even when you're a child, the things that they told you when you're a child, you could think, well, you know, they're healed or they're better or whatever, and then, you know, some things come back up again. You know, I've known some people who say, well, I've gone through, you know, the Reiki or, you know, maybe the reprogramming or the, you know, DNA work, but then, you know, they kind of teeter-totter sometimes too. So it's just constantly working on it, I think.
Right. You know, we're always, I mean, same thing for myself. I'm continuing to work on myself. And the more we clear, you know, the more we heal, and then able to, same thing, we work on ourselves first, you know, before we're able to help other people. And, you know, it's interesting working with, I had a session for the other day for a 10-year-old boy, and his mother came with him, and it ended up, and normally a lot of times this happens, the child's here for the session because this child was acting out in school, and
mm-hmm.
having sleeping problems as well. But what it is they're picking up on the problems of the parent.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it ended up being where who was on the table was the mother, and the son was assisting me in doing healing with her, you know, and she was like, well,
wow.
This took, and she's crying. And they had, there was, you know, some tragedies. But he, you know, sometimes parent, you know, parents, or whether they're yelling or whatever, the kids know exactly that they're unhappy and can feel, there's the feelers right there. You know, they're so in touch with their parents. And, you know, that's why he wasn't sleeping, or they're acting out because there's either, you know, anger or illness in the household. So it was interesting. The mother was like, well, I didn't expect this to happen, but she realized how much healing she needed. And then he felt wonderful afterwards.
That's amazing. That's really amazing that, you know, it was the parents, because I know that, you know, sometimes as we grow into older adults, you know, we were always told, oh, this is wrong, you know, kind of like you were talking about, you know, how people were caught off guard when you went around and said, oh, what am I grateful for, you know, and it really changes your family dynamics. So I can only imagine if you're an adult trying to heal from, you know, the past where you were told things, and you're right, it's in the DNA. It's just really getting down there and working on, you know, the constant changes. And like you said, the child ended up being the vessel to the mother who needed the healing. That's amazing.
Right. And just like you said, some of the things, you know, that we think, you know, what we've experienced as a child, you know, and there have been, you know, people have experienced some really painful things in their childhood. And what's amazing with the Theta Healing is that energy of that memory, you know, can be removed. You know, even like you said, don't know, someone during a session could remember, oh, this teacher did this, or this kid said this to me, or even my grandmother, God bless her, she came over by herself on a boat from Hungary, like at 11, can't even imagine.
Oh my word, that's amazing,
right?
Wow.
But but in New York, lived in the back of a bakery, you know, worked there, but then lived through the Depression. But one of the things, what people say, you know, she used to say, life is difficult and hard. Well, if you hear that constantly, you have that in your, you know, people don't realize things that whatever people say to you, you're subconsciously have that in you. So you can have that removed, you know, and be taught, which one thing you remove, whatever, remove that, which I've cleared, life is difficult and hard. And then you download, like you're downloading a program on your computer. I'm downloading Skype or an app to my phone, mm-hmm. pretty much downloading God or sources, feeling and definition of whatever happiness is, that you deserve a healing. You know, I've had even someone ask me, you know, people, you know, when you go to the doctor, will say, oh, well, it takes 6 weeks. I'm just using that as an example to heal this. You know, people put time limits on things. What about the possibility that you could heal instantly, you know, because these are things that, you know, we've not heard before.
Even so. A physical healing, I could see where, you know, you can instantly heal, and I can also see a physical healing taking a lot of time, Karen, because one of the things that yeah. I remember when we first met, I was very down on my luck when I met you, and you're like, wow, you are definitely the fairy in the forest, and
right.
I'm like, yeah, you get it, you see me, you know who I am, you know, and I was really lost, but, you know, it's funny because I come back and I'm going, okay, now I know what I'm supposed to do, and then I'll revert back to, you know, younger whatever, so it, you know, it's like they say, well, you know, your childhood, you were told this or that. I just remember during that time, you know, I really reverted back to being where I needed to be, which was very solid. So, you know, it's just a good example from we're all working on these things, and you're right. You can heal
right.
instantly.
Right. And then there's, like you said, I've had where you have two people, one with, you know, okay, let's do, we're going to do an instantaneous healing or a healing, a physical healing, like you said. Or, and both people have the same thing. One person heals and the other doesn't. Why is that? Where part of the, where theta healing comes into the subconscious beliefs. Because the other person can have some other beliefs that, you know, they have listened to or have had, you know, for a long time. Or sometimes people don't believe that they, I mean, we do muscle mm-hmm. testing, like someone would say, whatever, I love myself, you know, and that's the first belief, that you love yourself and every cell of your body on different belief levels. And, you know, where someone goes, you know, oh, I don't have that, you know, and then when you muscle test, your body tells the truth. And so,
yes,
you know, and it's funny the words we use because I love myself or I deserve a healing, I believe in a healing. All the different words are complete, you know, affect that belief because they're completely different of I deserve a healing, I'm worthy of a healing. You know, so it's really interesting.
So sometimes a lot of it, like if someone is struggling, you know, say financially or uh-huh. say they're struggling, you know, with maybe finding a job or beliefs or the whole nine yards, it could be something where they don't love, where they're saying, where you're thinking, well, I do love myself, but then when you get really deep into it, there's something holding them back from being worthy or not being loved or something like that, right?
Right. And there's one way, you know, for people to muscle test, or one thing is to be hydrated. You could use your body as a pendulum, which means you could stand up, you know, and say the word yes out loud, and when your body moves, it should move automatically by itself forward. And your no is when you say the word no, your body moves back. You know, so someone, part of like you just said, financially, one could be, you know, first of all, like you said, I love myself, and there's different belief levels, but also am sometimes on the financial things are, you know, that I'm worthy of abundance. I deserve abundance. Those are some of them are sometimes people manifesting, you know, do I deserve happiness? Do I deserve a good life? Or whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
One thing also, the job or say finances, do people know exactly what it is that they want? Okay, so say someone was going to, I'm just going to use a massage therapist just for example, and they're starting off in their new business. How many, okay, but you know, they want abundance. Well, how many clients do you need to see a week? Like people don't think about all the details. And I'm not saying all of it, but just some of it, like how many clients do you need or would you like to
mm-hmm.
see? You know, would you like pay? And sometimes people like they have to give away, you know what I'm saying? I'll discount or give away my healing sessions because I'm a good person, you know, that those beliefs about worthiness, because your whatever your skill is, it is your time and your gift, and it's just as valuable. I remember someone when I first started who was a businesswoman said, okay, and we had healers and other professions in the group and said, how much do you charge? And that's another thing. Ask people when they just start out, how much do you charge for a session? I don't know. Well, if you don't know, how, you know, the universe doesn't know then.
Right.
So
that
it's
makes,
kind of being.
That makes perfect sense because when you ask some of them how much do you charge, I know they get a very odd look on their face, like I don't know, I'm scared of that, you know, and it's working through that to figure that, you know, get that. You have to be really specific with that.
So one of the things is, and if you have someone like that, Amanda, or one of the things is, so if I had that person who you just talked about who was kind of like, I don't know, and, you know, so you're out to dinner with some friends and you got this person, and then there's another person who's a massage therapist, and this person goes, oh, well, I don't know. And then the other one says, $65, like without a hesitation. Which one are you going to go to, the one who doesn't know what they charge?
That's,
you know what,
true.
I mean?
But you're going to want to know right off the bat what they charge. So you're going to go to the one who's going to come out and say, I charge this, you know, or I.
She's confident.
It's almost like standing in your power. I know I charge this, you know, and they know
exactly.
That they're confident. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is for people who are listening, if they're starting out, you know, one of the things is just take a moment. You know, if you're just starting out, just take a moment, you know, take a deep breath, exhale. You can, whether you meditate or not, and you, you know, if you do, that would be great. And, you know, in meditation, you can listen to a kid's meditation, which is only like 2 minutes on YouTube or whatever. But in that, I'm going to ask my angels how much I charge and listen to your inner voice. Don't be asking everybody else. Listen to yourself. And see what number comes to you. And just know that, you know, if you're starting out, then that's the number. I'm confident that's what I'm asking. And at some other time when you get more experience or you feel it's time to change, you can say, you know, 3 months from now, I'm raising my, and you notify people, I'm raising my rate. Now it's, I'm just using this as an example, you know, $75. But you need to know that, and to be able, you reflect that, you know, if I know how much I'm charging, what I'm worthy of that, and that reflects that energy out to people, and that's what people who are just starting off want to do. They want to know what they charge, you know, whether it's, you know, even for readings, whatever that is. And that
mm-hmm.
conveys that. And that also shows you believe in yourself. So that's some tips for people to look at for themselves. Knowing, you know, what they want and how they, you know, specifics about their business.
That's really good, because when you know that you're confident in your business and when you know what you're doing, you can really move into that energy and people really know that you really are confident. I love how you were talking about how you just kind of stand in your power, and you know, or ways to find out what to charge would be to listen, you know, and work with the DNA patterning of, well, where am I really having the difficulty and why, and how to, break that down and get in there. Because there are people that are going through blocks and struggles, and they wonder, well, what do I do if this came from my childhood, and so on.
Right, and for each individual, it may be different, and that's what I'm able to identify. Sometimes even there's a belief, people have a fear of not being a failure, which that's would think where we would normally go, oh, I'm afraid I'm going to, is actually I'm afraid of being successful,
Mm-hmm.
And like we're talking the subconscious, and sometimes there's things to clear from, if people believe in past lives, if you were a healer in another life, some people, like we talked about, standing in your power, what happens when you stand in your power, or have some healings where, whether, in our childhood or whatever, that women, whether, the old patterning of, women be seen and not heard. Those are some old beliefs,
Really are old beliefs. But I'll tell you what, when you do start to stand in your power with different circumstances, even if you have, thousands of them in front of you that you're standing, you're getting through each one of them, I think that on the other side of it, you really find a better sense of value. Like you feel the value and you feel the spirit and you really feel the energy, just as the children do that you work with, which is really amazing.
Yes, it is about valuing and the, exactly. And that remembering, it comes natural, just as, if anyone just is, even laughter, If you're in such serious circumstances all the time, to do something, even my acupuncturist will say to me, so you're doing fun this week, and sometimes we work a lot and go, fun, what's that? So remembering to instill that, because that's one of the highest vibrations. I mean, I actually went and saw that movie, not promoting movies, but I love the animated movies for the kids, I saw the movie Free Bird. I don't know if you saw that. Did you see?
I'm familiar with that. I went to a program. It was a couple of weeks ago. I went to a workshop. It was really neat. And Leigh said, okay, you're going to talk in a British accent for, every day of the week during dinner, and you're going to make funny faces, while you're brushing your teeth. And I'm like, boy, okay, so that's what a counselor tells somebody to do. Interesting. But, it really does make a difference. You're actually more in your spirit when you do things like that, like what you're talking about, the humor and the laughter, dressing yourself differently than you normally would, standing on your head or doing something absolutely, ridiculous that you would never think that you would do.
Right, go get a hula hoop or something up the
Right, right. Like, go do the hula and belly dance in the middle of, and really move your body. It really changes the energy up of everything that you're doing, because I've really noticed the difference with people that I work with and also in my own life, it's funny, but, when you can really see clearly, and there's no more rain when you start, doing things like, okay, well, I'll just make funny faces in front of the mirror then, or, I'll put on my pants backwards, and put my shirt on inside out for fun and see, what happens on the other side of that. And it's humorous when you start doing things like that. So the work that you're doing is phenomenal with the kids and, with people to reprogram and retrain, some of the things that go on in people's lives. I love what I'm hearing.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, when you said belly dancing, there's a woman here that does dancing your chakras, or it was called a static dance. And literally it was going and just dancing in movement however you felt guided to, just that instilling that free spirit and letting things go, letting that stress go on our daily basis. And do people do that, you know, just because things, I mean, there is stress and what they can do to, like you said, I have like a, someone goes in my healing room, I have like a little xylophone, I have a child's rain stick, do you know what I mean?
That's cool. You need to know like that. And I love how you can retrain, you know, the brain with everything that, you know, you're using to do that. We're going to take a really quick commercial break, and then we're going to come back.
Okay.
And we do have some calls here in the chat, here in our phone queue. So we'll be right back after this commercial break. You're listening to WGGM Radio. We'll be right back with Karen, and we'll be back.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
I'm wide awake.
Listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
I was just making sure if all of you guys were wide awake. I'll tell you, I'm wide awake, and I see a lot, and things have just really come to be. And, you know, I'm just so thankful that I know Karen, because she woke me up to my fairy self. Welcome back, Karen.
Thank you. Thank you for waking me up. No.
Well, I have to tell you, I like I said, I'm just so touched that you're here and that I've known you for so long. And, you know, I carry you with me everywhere that I go. And, you know, you're always going to be family to me. So,
Thank you. You're so special,
and I just love what you do.
Thank you.
We have a caller. We'll see if they need to ask us anything. We have area code 618. You're on with Amanda and Karen. How are you? Hello, 618.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
You're on with Amanda and Karen. How can we help you?
Yes. My question is concerning some relatives, and I was wondering if she sees some relatives that aren't in communication with me coming back and communication.
Okay. Well, one of the things, well, first of all, before, for me, I'd have to, what's your name?
My name is Susan.
Susan, can you, because for I do things with permission, especially for Theta Healing, asking permission, is the relative that you're talking about, can you tell us their name or initial or something?
Yeah, their initials, there are several, but...
Well, let's pick one, because if there's something
okay,
what I'm getting... So there's,
it's a brother,
okay.
And his initial is T.
Okay, so it's a brother, and this is something... Now, the reason this is... I don't know about you, Amanda. This has been going on for a while?
Off and on.
Off and on.
Specifically, I haven't heard from him in like a year and a half or two.
Okay.
I had a business with them also.
Amanda, do you have anything you want to say first?
You know, I'm getting that he's going to come through, but I see it's like a period of time. It's like it's evolving. It's coming, and it's working, and you're working through it. So it's not like it's boom, yes, it's right now. It's more like, well, it's there. I'm not saying, no, it's not there. It's just like it's coming into being for me. So, yes, I do see communication, just not, you know, straight away.
So one of the things for me and that I'm getting is, you know, of course, we all have free will, right? And one of the things is with Susan, as far as communication and has there, and I'm just going to ask, you don't have to tell me the details, you know, some hurt between both of you or hurt on someone's part?
He just... flat out quit the business with me for no apparent reason. He just walked out of my life.
Okay, so just so you know, there is a reason. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying is, like you just said, for no apparent reason. So there's something going on with him now, and I'm just asking you. So I'm in a business with my brother, and he just drops out of it for no. So what can I just say, or you want to, that you're hurt by that?
Oh, I was devastated because
right.
I thought he was my best friend, and I have been in communication with him all of my life.
Okay, so then there's something going on with him, and, you know, one thing is to... I don't know if you verbally talked to him or have reached out another way, which people don't do anymore, is actually writing a letter, you know, without any putting on any blame. You know, this is just something that, you know, you could even just send a card that says, I love you, and allow, you know, please, you know, reach out to me. I just want to know that you're okay versus what's the problem. You know what I mean? Because obviously something's happened with him, and of course it affected you, but you're not, we don't know what that is.
Whoa.
So I don't know, is to send, you know, I have family members that, I mean, just writing something in a letter, you know, have you done that?
Yes, he has broken all communication off with me. We are soulmates, and we had communicated without the last communication through spirit was he came through a total stranger at a fair that I was attending, and this total stranger walked up to me and hugged me and whispered in my ear, I love you, I hope I can see you again. That was the last
okay.
communication. But so
well,
I mean, that was probably about a year ago. So,
and
I mean, he has, you know, he does, he is a spiritualist, or I should say, he is also, he's a shaman, and he comes through other people. I don't find it funny because I'm afraid to go out to dinner anymore.
Oh, well, no, don't. Well, one of the things is instead, I mean, I don't know, that's just a suggestion for me because is, you know, you can even just sometimes letting things be or with just
let it
be, but it comes to
mind.
I know, but just a simple,
because...
but I'm just suggesting, that's why people will take their time or let it be or let send just a simple card without any attachment to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that says, I miss you, with no other message, or I love you, and that's it, and let it be, and let's see what happens.
Oh, I see. I see.
Okay?
All righty. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, we have one other caller here,
okay,
which is, let's see. Okay, they said that they don't have any questions, so we're pretty much finished, and that's the end of the show.
Okay.
But before we do, why don't you give out your email and contact info one more time?
Well, thank you. My name is Karen Truon. That's T-R-U-H-O-N. My contact number, and do sessions by phone, so you can do it in the luxury of your own home, because we're all energy and we connect with that, is 954-478-6749. And my email is healingkaren@gmail.com. And it's such a pleasure being on the show. I want to thank you so much, Amanda.
It was a pleasure having you again. We'll have to do this again because I really love working with you.
Well, I do too. And
we'll have to see each other sometime really soon too, Florida.
Yes, exactly. And where are you now?
I'm in Missouri now.
Well, we can talk. Call me. I'll send you a message.
Yeah, send me a message. Take care. Blessings, dear. Take care, everyone.
Bye.
I'm wide awake.